Chapter 14. The Double Talent Affinity Group met on Wednesday after classes were over for the day. Elliot followed Mitali up a long, winding staircase to the very top of a tower. Through a heavy wooden door was a circular room with stone walls. Elliot felt like he was in a fairy tale. Kinnett was there already. She was the senior flicker flyer Nori's dad had mentioned during hide-and-seek. She was lean and wore a headscarf, and her arms were invisible, though her hands were not. "Sorry not to be entirely present, ha-ha," said Kinnett to Elliot in a friendly way. One of her hands rose through the air, and Elliot shook it. "I have an invisibility exam tomorrow, so I'm practicing. They grade us by the inch." The other members of the group arrived. Two kids, two sloths, and one kangaroo, and introductions were made all around. In addition to Mitali and Kinnett, the double talent group consisted of a seventh-grade girl named Dawn, who was a flyer Fuzzy, a ninth-grade girl named Prairie, who was a flyer Flare, and an 11th-grade boy named David, who was a Fuzzy Fluxer. He was in the shape of a tree sloth, and he was accompanied by an actual sloth. The two sloths looked identical as far as Elliot could tell, but apparently all the others could tell them apart. The kangaroo turned out to be Ms. Cheddarlegs, who taught magic history and regular history. She served as the faculty leader for the group. "Excuse the kangaroo," she said to Elliot after fluxing into her human form, "and please don't tell Dr. Horace. But it's much easier to get up the stairs in marsupial form than in the form of a 50-year-old human with chronic knee problems." Ms. Cheddarlegs wore sheer pantyhose, and initially, Elliot felt wary of her. Then she passed out red licorice, which just went to prove that first impressions really shouldn't be trusted. Everyone sat around a big table in the center of the room, except for the sloths, who climbed onto a coat rack and settled themselves there. It wasn't a touchy-feely talk session, the way it would have been if Ms. Starr had been running it. Nobody revealed their emotions or shared things about their day. Instead, the meeting was divided into two parts. First, Ms. Cheddarlegs shared news articles about double talents. One was about issues specific to double talent education. "As double talents, we have to be mindful about mixing our magic," she said. "For some of us, our two talents should never be used together. Mixing them might tangle up the magic. I do not flare while fluxed, and neither does Mitali. But in other talent mixes, there's more leeway. David, obviously, is using his fluxer magic. He's a sloth, and at the same time, he's using his fuzzy magic." One of the sloths jumped down from the coat rack and popped into boy shape. Boy David was slightly stooped and wore thick glasses. "I was taught that it's very important never to lose track of my human mind," he said. "But if I want to be the strongest fuzzy I can be, I actually need to let go of my human mind a bit and get in touch with the sloth mind. I've discovered that if I follow the rules, then when I'm in animal form, I can't communicate with animals very well. My fuzzying is low level. In order to truly befriend my sloth, I have to break the rules and let my human mind go." "Interesting," said Ms. Cheddarlegs. "Some educators, including those who have been studying upside-down magic, think that certain rules might indeed be limiting our magic abilities." At the mention of upside-down magic, Elliot sat up straighter. The second half of the meeting was more like coaching. The students made short presentations about their double talents. Dawn told them that her flying was going really well, but in fuzzy classes, she was struggling whenever she had to interact with more than one animal. People made suggestions. David said that sometimes it was easier to get along with groups of a certain species. "We all do mice in seventh grade, but maybe you're better with groups of insects or schools of fish or something," he said. "Sometimes double talents have unique abilities in one area," confirmed Ms. Cheddarlegs. "I never was much good at kittens and puppies, and I worried that..." Here, she looked at Elliot and paused. I worried I was never going to be able to do more difficult animals, she said finally. But marsupial fluxing turned out to be very natural to me, and my kitten still isn't that good, she laughed. After the others had presented, Mitali stood up. She looked nervous. If Ms. Cheddarlegs hadn't talked about the different educational ideas about double talents, and if Elliot wasn't here, I don't think I'd be showing you guys this, she confessed. Elliot leaned forward. Mitali took a breath. She lifted her chin. Then she fluxed into a small brown bird with an orangey-red throat and belly. A robin! Robin Mitali flew around the room. The other students clapped. Then Robin Mitali breathed fire, a big burst of fire directed at the stone wall. Everyone fell silent. Robin Mitali landed on the floor and fluxed back to a girl. I know, fluxer flares aren't supposed to mix our magics, she said, but it just feels natural to me. Please don't tell my teachers, she added. I don't want them to know. Ms. Cheddarlegs fluxed into Kangaroo and hopped over to Mitali. She thumped her tail consolingly and patted Mitali's shoulder. We won't tell, said Don Kinnett and the others. At the end of the meeting, Mitali asked Elliot to show his freezing magic. Kangaroo Cheddarlegs turned back into a teacher and sparked a fire in the hearth with a flip of her wrist. Elliot iced the logs, putting out the fire and spreading frost across the stone and out across the wall. It's beautiful, cried Mitali. I've never seen anything like it, said the teacher. My control is getting better, said Elliot. I think Dr. Vogel's fire-breathing exercises are making my magic stronger. But I still ice things by accident sometimes, and I really need to use a hex glove if I want my flaring to work, which I'd never even tried until today. So I don't know if I'm actually a double talent. Honestly, I don't know either, said the teacher. But as long as you're here at Sage, you're welcome to attend our affinity group. I'll be gone on Friday, said Elliot, feeling sad. As long as the repairs to my real school get done on time. Ah, said Ms. Cheddarlegs. Well, we will miss you. Elliot gave her a wobbly smile. He would miss them, too.